The Internet. The Final Frontier.
Well, hello. You're listening to an interview with a webcomic artist recorded at SPX. It's SPXplosion on Boldly Going Nowhere. We hope you find it both informative and entertaining. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere.
All right, continuing our webcomic series here at SPX.
SPXplosion.
Boldly Going Nowhere is excited to be interviewing Jeff UK.
Yes, hello.
Americans UK.
That's right.
Band, comic, crazy project of his.
Yes.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Great. SPX has been awesome, and meeting so many amazing, cool people, and lots of like quality stuff in there, too.
Yeah, it's a good place.
All killer, no filler.
Right? And surprisingly enough, I mean, going through all the people we've interviewed so far, I mean, we've had artists, we had writers, but I honestly can say, I mean, possibly with the exception of Jeff Jacks, we haven't had, you know, one person who's, you know, both going in music and in webcomics.
Yeah. Sure. I'd say you're our first musician we're interviewing.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Well, second musician, that. Technically, but I mean... Yes. I mean, I guess we would say that, you know, the music does – I guess that would be a good question to start off with. Does the music come before the comic, or does the comic come before the
music?
The music
historically came before the comic, definitely. I started the band first, and then years later, as I wanted to start making comics, I decided, oh, let's make the science fiction comics about my band. And,
yeah. Well, and for those who may not be familiar with you and your work – tell us a little bit about yourself, about what you do.
Sure. I'm the front man of Americans UK, and we make sci-fi rock and roll music and comics. Mostly we're, what you might call a post-punk band with, you know, dancey upbeats. That first EP, the I Am Man EP, is more straight-up garage, and that was like our first step. That was when we were an Austin band. And then we also just recently came out with a loungy vinyl record that we've made on Kickstarter and stuff. So we're kind of all over the place. But normally, if you come see us, you're coming to our rock show.
So can we expect a kick-ass, balls-to-the-wall punk show?
Yes. I'm very energetic on stage to my own physical detriment. I usually, like, by the sixth song, I'm like, there's four more songs left. I'm going to die. we dress up a lot. When we were playing live last year, we played as a post-apocalyptic rock band. So
that's cool. Are you familiar with the Proto Men?
I am not. Yes,
they are sort of an epic rock band that does music based on the Mega Man series of video games.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And they have really elaborate costumes, really elaborate
ours
stage
ours are not
shows.
So elaborate. Ours are like, hey, let's cut some shit up.
So you are originally based in Austin.
Yes.
Would you like to give a shout-out to other band members here on the podcast?
Oh, what up, JTR3 and Savage Boyks?
All right. So tell us about the comic side of things.
Yes.
We're looking at some of your artwork. It was pretty badass.
Oh, thanks. That's with my buddy Paul Chiravino, and we make a comic like you would a traditional comic, and then we put it up for free download on our website. And then we try to lead you to the songs, because the comics either reference the songs or act as lyric books for the songs, since lyric books don't...
Yeah, where did
anymore.
The idea to combine the comic and the band come from?
I love both comics and rock and roll so much, and I think they're. I remember watching the Ramones on MTV for Sedated, and X-Men 227 is on the table there, like in the kitchen or whatever, when it's going fast and stuff, and. When I was a kid, I was really into X-Men when that came out, and I couldn't believe it had appeared briefly in this rock band's video on MTV, because you never saw, I feel like, comics on MTV then.
Just a side note, the X-Men cartoon series, pretty badass theme song.
That's true. I know. I know. That would be a good cover. Awesome. I think I've always thought about that.
Yeah, I wanted to cover that myself.
but now I have no idea what we were talking about. The comic.
we were trying to see. I mean, now here's a question for you. I was wondering, in the artwork and the stories for the comic that you're doing now, do you draw any inspiration from, like, I mean, you mentioned earlier X-Men. Do you draw any inspiration from the superhero comic books of the day and age?
For sure. I think I'll always be a Marvel fan. I love Marvel characters, and I love their stable of writers right now and creators. So, yes, their stories influence me greatly. They're probably the ones I know the best. Like, I came into reading comics with the X-Men, and then as an adult branched out a lot more.
Right on.
Yeah, I was trying to think of other bands that have done similar things, you know, incorporated the band into the comic book. The only one I could think of was, embarrassingly enough, was Kiss. But
Mike Allred did Red Rocket 7, which was a graphic novel, and then the band in that had a CD. It came with a CD. My friend's Bald Steve does one called, he has a book called Hard Bullied Comics, and his book 2 came with a CD from the band inside. You know, so it's out there. I think we all kind of stumbled on it on our own, but or you know, and a love of cartoons and rock adventure, like, you know, because the Monkees is sort of a rock adventure show, and Josie and the Pussycats and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, we were all raised on that Hanna-Barbera, you know, music along And so
it's coming at it from a comics perspective, which is easier for individuals to make. And then,
true.
Now, are you a big reader of webcomics yourself?
Sure. As they come by me while I'm working at my day job, you know, that's how I see them. I can't say I subscribe to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Any favorites?
Well, my friend who I'm sharing the table with, his poop office is hilarious, and that's online. what are some of my favorites? I mean, they're the big ones that I feel like Cyanide and Happiness.
Yep.
And, I don't know. I'm not going to remember a lot of their names. And the Activate stuff that, have y'all ever seen Activate.com? They have Brooklyn cartoonists, like Dean Haspiel and that group have, so following that stuff, you know, I go to Activate pretty regularly and now have friends
support
who make
the
comics
local
through
artists,
them.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So musically, what are some of your inspirations?
Sex Pistols, Ramones, but then also I was really into industrial in high school, and I think there's definitely some, like, when we start throwing house beats under the garage rock and stuff, it, you know, has like a Nine Inch Nails feel sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like
and you know, I don't feel like we ever get pinned down by genre. We don't let genre pin us down, but it always sounds like us also, because it is us making the music.
I think that's a good philosophy for any artist, regardless of medium.
Transcend the barriers. Of
And likewise with the comics, we don't have one look for the comics. We, you know, while the main series with Paul Schiavino tells of one adventure, we have our anthology comics, which act as those comic book music videos or short stories about the band having other adventures than this other story we're telling. And those are all with different artists, and, you know, so, you know, and they have bring their own designs to the characters and things.
So what
like
have you been listening to lately? What's your current jam?
I love hip hop, and I've been listening to lots of, I'm finally getting sick of, after listening to Das Racist for like 2 years straight. Mm-hmm. who else have I been listening to a lot? I've been listening to the new Beastie Boys a lot all summer.
Which album?
Hot Sauce Committee Part 2.
It's amazing those guys are still putting stuff out.
Yeah, and it's a great record too.
Right, I mean, like, I remember To the Five Boroughs. And I remember
that was the one I kind of skipped and never really listened to.
Yeah, well, I mean, see, that's the thing. You know, it was, you know, I remember, you know, Fight for Your Right to Party. I remember, you know, No Sleep Till Brooklyn. I remember their old stuff, you know, Sabotage, Paul's Boutique.
Yeah.
And then, you know, To the Five Boroughs came out. I was like, I mean, they got some good tracks on there, but overall the record was not, is not as I remember them. So I remember that one was kind of low on my radar, and then I remember their later stuff came out, and I was like, holy crap, they're back.
Yeah, honestly thought they were more into like producing nowadays. So.
Well, that's you can cool tell if you listen to that record, you can tell they're playing all those instruments. There's no samples or anything. You know, it's them making a record rather than,
Awesome. So there's definitely more of them in that one than in previous albums.
That's pretty much it. I don't know. And then all my old faves.
Of course. All right.
Well, I listen to lots of podcasts now, actually. I listen to podcasts more and more.
Well, that's something we are certainly interested to. Interested in. What are you listening to?
Well, I listen to lots of NPR that way. I listen to some comedy shows. Like, I like the Adam Carolla show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sean's a huge fan of that. One of our podcasts. Yeah.
And then I listen to Word Balloon a lot. Cool. That's about it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, podcasting especially has been jumping all over the place. I mean, like, you got small ones starting up like ours.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, the big ones like Jordan Jesse Go.
Yeah, yeah.
The NPR is doing theirs. And then, like...
big fan of Sound of Young America.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And then...
You should go check out Kate Sikelski's table here. She's a Max Funster here.
Oh, yeah?
She's selling the Time Travel Bureau book, the Time Travel's Pocket Guide. Right.
I'll keep an eye on it.
I think our table's actually pretty near yours.
Okay, cool.
Actually, I think, it's like one row over, like right in the same area.
All right. All
towards
right.
the patio. But
good looking out.
Yeah.
It's fun, love.
Okay.
But what was it? Then there was actors of all people, they're like in their spare time during the actor strike, they were still doing stuff. Michael Ian Black from Stella?
Yeah, yep. For sure.
Him and Tom Cavanaugh, JD's brother from Scrubs, they do their own podcast, and like literally all it is they pick a snack and they eat it and critique it. It's called Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
That sounds good. So. I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jeff, anything you'd like to plug? Any projects, new releases?
Go to americans-uk.com. We've got our free downloads on our comics and our music and links to our other albums. We have a vinyl EP coming out called Luxuria. We also have a live album coming out called Americans UK Live from Another Dimension. And we're going to start feeding that content, the comics and the music, on tripcity.com, which is Dean Hassfield's new venture. So. Nice. We'll be there at Trip City and at Americans UK.
And then some of your stuff is also available on iTunes, correct?
Yes, iTunes, Amazon. You can get MP3 downloads of both of our records, Rocktronic and Luxuria, on both iTunes and Amazon.
And we will go ahead and link those up not only on our website but also the Twitter. And
and feel free if you want to edit a song into this or whatever, feel free to do it.
Cool. That would be great, actually.
All right, well, it's been great talking to you, Jeff.
All right, nice to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for approaching me, and I like what you're doing here.
All right, thank you for boldly going nowhere.
All right, rock and roll.
Trace Monos production. For more podcasting goodness, check us out at boldlygoingnowhere.podomatic.com.
Check out my podcast, BNS Reviews, at bnsreviews.podomatic.com.
Or if you're into the social networking scene, look up either BS Reviews or Bully Going Nowhere Podcasts at Facebook or Twitter.